Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
I don't even know why you do it. I don't even know why you guys hit us with, I'm glad you do, with emails about like asking for advice. We don't know anything. We're no different than you. We just got microphones. We're no smarter than you guys. We don't know anything.
Stop. We need content.
Yeah,
we need people to send emails.
I mean, I don't want you to stop doing it, but I'm just going to tell you that, I mean, our advice is no different than your brother or your sister.
We can't help.
Yeah, we got microphones. We certainly don't have any more credibility. So every now and then, we get an email that we look at each other and like, oh no, let's bring in a pro. So that's what we're doing this morning. Therapist Andrea Berkley of Honest Women Podcast. That is a podcast that I proudly have on my Pioneer Network. We looked at this email, Andrea, and we're like, we can't handle this. This is for the pros. So this one's for you. Mo, this has everything to do with she loving her career, but her spouse absolutely hates it. So what do you do?
I recently got married. I dated my husband for 2 years before we got married. Throughout our dating phase, he never expressed any concerns about my job as a massage therapist. However, during our honeymoon, he told me he wants me to quit.
That's odd timing.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He admitted that he never liked my career choice. But now that I'm his wife, he's even more uncomfortable with the idea of me touching other male bodies. The problem is that I genuinely enjoy being a massage therapist. So, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. I don't want to give up something that I love, but I also don't want to disrespect my marriage by doing something that bothers him. Being 100% honest, if he was giving massages to barely clothed women all day, I'd probably also dislike it. I can't say that I would want him to keep doing it. That said, I don't know that I'd insist he quit. I can say with 100% honesty that I am not attracted to or thinking about my clients in any inappropriate way. So he has nothing to worry about. But it doesn't seem that cheating is what he is worried about. He just thinks it's not right for me to be touching other men. Thoughts?
Okay, let's see how our advice stacks up against the professional. Okay, so we're the therapist now. She walks into the office with this problem. Dr. Weiss, what do I do about this? I say this. Tell your husband to freaking grow up. That's what I do as a therapist. What's yours, Kristen?
I would say tough ass. He's going to have to get over it. I feel like this was plotted, the fact that he waited till they were on their honeymoon before he brought this up. He had every opportunity to express this when they were dating, when they were engaged. But now he feels like he can pull this husband-wife card. That feels extremely manipulative to
me. Mo, you're the therapist. They walk in the office with this. What's your advice?
Too little, too late. That is exactly how I feel. You had every opportunity to get your feelings off and let her know exactly how you feel. And if you did not want to marry her because of her profession, and that's your choice. But now that you have married her, you don't get to tell her that she has to walk away from her career.
All right, therapist Andrea. Do you have any advice better than tell your husband to grow up?
Not necessarily better than that. I actually just feel a lot better knowing that we are tracking this morning, that all the Bert Show therapists and myself are tracking. Hearing Mo read this really confirmed and affirmed how I was feeling before, which is my spidey senses are going off. I don't love this. I can't help but wonder, just like Kristen said, the timing of this is really odd. So he had so much time to talk about this before. And now I do wonder, is this a sign that this is a controlling relationship?
Yeah.
So my thought is maybe there were other signs along the way. Maybe, you know, you started dating and he wanted all of your time. And maybe now he says, I don't like your friend, X, Y, or Z.
Mm-hmm. At what point, Andrea, help me out with this in relationships, right? Because I feel like I've been in my share of relationships where sometimes I can't fix the problems, right? So yes. My sometimes maybe harshly have said, look, this is a you thing. This isn't a me thing. So I don't know how to fix this or help you with it. You're going to have to deal with this on your own. Is that unhealthy in a relationship?
It's not unhealthy. I might take a slightly softer approach, but I think you're right on here. There are a lot of things that are going to bother us when we're in long-term relationships, and we do have to figure out how to own what's ours. And so in this case, I think it would be fair for her to say, look, you know that nothing is going on here. You also knew that this was my career long before we got married. And I can totally understand and have compassion for you that it bothers you, but that doesn't mean I quit my job, right? Your feelings do not drive the next action necessarily.
So if he was your client and he came in with this problem, then what would your advice for him to be to say to her to be seen and heard?
Well, I think he's doing it. He's making himself known, but I think I'd want to know for him a little bit more, like what is coming up for him. And if it is something about how he defines what a marriage should be and what kind of say a husband should have in his wife's life, we might want to challenge those beliefs just gently because they need to be aligned on that. This is not a one person makes the call situation.
If he's being authentic, though, Andrea, like if he's being authentic that, you know what, I didn't think this was going to bother me. But now that we're married and we're in a committed relationship for the rest of our lives, I feel differently about it. So please consider another profession. Would you entertain that at all?
I think it wouldn't be really up to me to entertain it, but it would be up to his spouse to decide if that makes sense for her. So if this is a career that she loves and something she's invested a lot of time into, it's just not that easy as like, go find another career.
Right. Yeah.
And I worry about those years in between where maybe she doesn't have one.
So I equate it to like, so my husband and I dated for a very long time, but we'll put it into like, you know, their timeline. So if my husband at the time, we date, we get engaged, and then after we get married, he comes to me, he says, I don't like you talking about our personal lives on the radio. I think you should quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
Like that just...
I'll back you on that.
Thanks. So I don't know if there is a compromise here, but I do feel like this just reeks of controlling. And if I were her friend, I'd be like, girl, he's trying to get some kind of control over you. Like, you need to kindly put your foot down and tell him, if you have an issue with this, you need to work out why you have an issue with this.
Yeah, and maybe even let's go to counseling. It's fine to go to counseling together at the very beginning of your marriage, because honestly, this could be a situation that's been developing over a long period of time and now can involve not having any say in your schedule, in who you see, in your finances. Yeah. It could be rapidly deteriorating, so getting somebody involved could be very helpful.
That's Andrea Berkley. She's from the Honest Women podcast. What's the last episode about, if people want to check you guys out?
It is about marriage, since it's the week of Valentine's Day. So we've got some tips and tricks, which is what we do not do on our show. So, see us go off-brand a little bit.
All right, check it out. It is Honest Women, and you can find it on any social media, any podcasting platform. Thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.